Okay, hi everyone. Welcome to the group meeting. And I've got a really excellent, inspiring special guest that's going to come on in a little while. I think we're having a couple of technical difficulties with Instant Teleseminar and Skype. I don't know. If you're having trouble dialing in, obviously bear with us and we'll figure it out. But anyway, we're bringing on a guest that I think you're going to find just really, truly inspiring. But before we do, just want to just check in with some of our coaches and see how everything's going. And also just make another announcement about my office hours. When you call me via my office hours, I really strongly urge you to call via Skype when you want to talk to me. Don't call just a regular number, because what happens is most of the time during my office hours, I'm on the phone. And if you call via Skype, I'm going to see that you called, and I'm going to be able to call you back. If you call by a number, it'll show up as unlisted, and I can't call you back. And I had one guy this week who called with a phone number, and I called the number back, and it went right to an answering machine. And the answering machine said, "Hi, if you've got my mobile number, please call my mobile number. If you don't have my mobile number, then please delete me from your list." And it didn't let you leave a message. And I thought, you know, the poor guy is calling in, and there's no way for me to call him back. So I know that's got to be frustrating. So I almost have to kind of insist, when you call my office hours, so that you're not frustrated, call via Skype. Anyway, let's check in. Let's bring Brian in, and have a quick chat with him.
Brian, hey, John.
Hey, how are you?
I'm here, John.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good, mate. How are you going?
Yeah, great. What's happening over there?
Well, I was just going to say good day to everyone listening. And last night we were chatting. Each week all us coaches get together and we have a chat about our experiences with the Gabor Method and help each other out. And, you know, interestingly, last night we were talking about what we thought were the most influential, like, tools or practices that people have been using within GM that have resulted in sort of the most significant and long-lasting change. Not necessarily like weight loss initially, but, just people that have displayed, that feeling back to us that they know that they're heading in the right direction, that they are going to get, what they're doing is going to result in significant change. And the thing that we came up with was, the practice that these people have adopted is probably can be summed up by saying that they have a clear picture in their mind of where they want to get to. So, they're beginning with the end in mind, and how they're actually doing that is that they've taken the time, or they've been led to, first of all, they've got a picture of themselves, whether it's of themselves in their ideal body or whether they've cut it out from a magazine, like a realistic picture, but they've got that to refer to, and that starts to imprint into their mind of, where they're going to head to. Another interesting thing is that they've written it down, so they've, added some, feeling to that picture about the type of body that they want to get, the type of things they want to enjoy when they're, in that type of body. So they've added that emotion and personality to the picture. And by doing that, what that seems to have done is it seems to cement that picture into their mind, so that when they're doing that visualization and you call on them to, imagine their ideal body, they've got an image in their head that they can refer to. And that seems to have been incredibly influential in making all the other practices, like, adding the probiotics and, eating the big three. It just that seems to make sense, and they seem to have more success. So it's just an interesting.
You're saying basically that you've noticed this with your clients, that you went through their files, and the ones that took the time to find a picture of their ideal self and to write down some sort of affirmation alongside it about what they want to achieve, that those are the ones that are the most focused and are, in a lot of cases, getting the best results. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. There seems to be a very clear correlation between doing that practice and being successful within the Gabriel Method.
Now you're finding now a lot of your clients are now in month four, and maybe some of them might even be starting month five. How are you finding the results that they're getting, or the comments, or what's your take on things?
You know, there's a mixed bag. Some of them have had significant weight loss. You know, some of
yeah.
them, but I wouldn't say, to be honest, I wouldn't say the majority of them have had significant weight loss, but it's really not to worry, because I would say that the majority of them, though, that I'm speaking to now, just know, like I said, they know they're on the right path, and they're comfortable in the fact that the things that they're doing are going to result in a healthier body, a healthier mind. You know, they're feeling more positive, they're feeling more relaxed, and they just know that the weight loss will occur as a result of, you know, doing these good things, and they're not too concerned about like when it's going to happen, because they know it's going to happen.
Right, right. Good.
Which I think is awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know, as we've said a number of times, is that this type of weight loss is very different, in the sense that it follows a different pattern, because you're not just forcing yourself to lose weight. You're changing yourself on a cellular level. First, you have to change yourself on a cellular level, and by changing it on a cellular level, it changes you hormonally. And once it changes you hormonally, then you start to lose fat much, much easier. And chemically, your body can burn fat and let go of fat, and you're less hungry. And sometimes, in order to change yourself cellularly, you've got to change on a mental level. I was speaking to this one lady that actually we did a show with her recently, Andrea Beeman, and I was just speaking with her today, and she's cured herself from Hashimoto's disease a long time ago, the thyroid disease. And what's interesting about what she did is that most people, anyone I've ever talked to, said Hashimoto's disease is incurable, and you have to be on medication for the rest of your life for your thyroid, because your immune system attacks your thyroid. And I've found several cases in dealing with clients that it is reversible, at least the symptoms of it, and their thyroid's speeding up, and lots of things are happening. So she was able to cure herself. But one thing she said was she had to switch her mental orientation. What she did was she asked herself the question, where am I attacking myself? Because in reality, what's happening is, when you've got Hashimoto's, your immune system is attacking your thyroid. So she was saying, kind of on a mental level, where am I attacking myself? And she found all these ways where she's critical of herself. She hates her thighs, or she hates her stomach, or all this hate that was going on, and she just kept changing it. Saying, I love my thighs, I love my stomach. She just kept over and over changing it, and stopped attacking herself. And she feels, to a large extent, that was the impetus that really got her started. But that whole process, That takes time, and I think the worst thing that you can possibly do is have it be working and not know it, you know, because you just don't know the procedure of how long it's going to take, and the way it's going to take, and the type of signs to look for. And I do, and when I talk to people, I notice certain things, like they're not hungry at night, or they're not hungry in the afternoon, they're not tired in the afternoon, they have a lot more energy. All these things are signs. They just feel better. They're signs that the weight loss is just around the corner.
They're dealing with stress a lot better too. I notice, you know, that people just comment that, you know, things that would normally freak them out, they just seem calmer about. And
right,
I reckon that's another
right.
good indication that your chemistry is changing.
Exactly. All right, good. So, Brian, it's great to hear from you. And anything else
you want
to leave with our listeners?
I know, I just encourage them to go and get, you know, if they haven't done so, just get themselves a picture and look at it often. And look at
okay.
it, you know, pre that evening visualization seems to be, you know, very effective in helping just create that mental picture whilst they're doing it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Great.
Okay, thanks.
I want to bring in our guest now, Tiffany. But before I do, I just want to say that we can take calls, and I'm going to talk to a couple of other coaches, but we will be taking calls. You need to just press 1 if you have any questions, and we'll take your call. I realize I'm hearing from my tech guys, it's possible we're having some tech issues on this call, which means that there might be issues with asking questions. If that's the case, we will. You can certainly ask the questions during my office hours over the next week. In fact, I think it's an office hour right after this show ends. So it's not a huge drama, but if you do have questions, definitely press 1 so we can take them. So let's bring Tiffany on.
Hi, John.
Hey, Tiffany. How are you?
Hi, I'm very good, thank you.
Great. I'm really happy that you came on. So let's just start by just telling people a little bit about you. Tell me your story.
Sure. Okay. I am a sole parent of five children. And about 5 years ago, I was 27 years old, and I felt like everything in my life that I had to look forward to had already happened. I'd had my children, I'd done my degree, I'd gotten married, it was all done, and the only thing I had left to look forward to was what to eat next. And I was very overweight. I weighed over 130 kilos at the time.
Yeah, which for pounds is over, 280, 290 pounds.
Yeah, some big number like that. Yeah, but there was something in me. I couldn't recognize myself in the mirror anymore. But there was something in me that felt like maybe, just maybe, there was more to life than this. And
yeah.
And I began a journey, and I hadn't encountered you yet. I actually lost 62 kilos, which would be like 130 pounds or somewhere like that, by diet and restriction and restraint.
Right.
It was a massive journey, and I learned a great deal, but when I got to my goal, I could not stay there. It was just like you talk about the beach ball being submerged under the water.
The volleyball, beach volleyball.
I couldn't keep it under, and no matter what I did, the weight was starting to come on, and I had attracted a lot of attention to myself because of the transformation I had gone through externally, and I felt a great deal of pressure because I had become my own dream come true, but I was sort of everybody else's as well. They were watching to see if I would keep it off, and I couldn't. I became pregnant with twins around that time, and it was with relief that I was able to sort of just tuck myself away again, and I realized there were missing links that I had not figured out. I had figured out a lot of things, but I hadn't figured it all out. And so after I had my twins, I had regained 40 kilos, which is over 80 pounds.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was spiraling back into the pit I had worked so hard to dig myself out of. And I knew that I needed something, and that's when I encountered your book. And I realized as I opened the pages and started to read that that you not only had everything I had learned already, because I had learned a lot, but you had all the missing links as well. And all of a sudden I knew I finally had the key to do this once and for all and well, and I've done it. I've lost those 40 kilos. My life has been utterly transformed.
That's amazing.
And the best thing is, now that I'm back down to that weight, I'm not holding back the tide anymore. I'm not, the volleyball is just not even an issue. My body is at ease now in this new weight.
So just tell me. I mean, because when you said you read it, you knew there were missing links. You knew what you had to do. Were there actual things that you did differently, or was it a different type of mental positioning or feeling? What was different?
What was different? Well, the visualizations and the meditation that you have was pivotal for me. It really, really to begin to give my body that message on the deep subconscious level that it was safe, that was a big key, because there was a lot of things in my life at the time that were not safe. I wasn't safe in many ways, and so not only did it begin to give myself the message that I was safe, I actually made some changes in my life to make that even more true. So I was liberated on a lot of levels.
That makes a lot of sense, because obviously you went through this thing where you lost the weight through extreme dieting, but you didn't address the safety issues. And the safety issues are usually, for a lot of people, what caused them to put on the weight. So you're holding up the tide, or holding back the tide, or the analogy of the beach ball underwater. And then by dealing with the safety issues, you're able to lose weight. That to me is exactly what I've talked about so many times. I've always said, I've always said that your body needs to feel safe in order to lose weight. And if you don't address those issues, it's a little bit like looking for your keys all over the place. And, you know, you have a feeling they're under your bed and you keep looking in the same places, but not until you look under your bed that you find the keys.
That's right. I found as I was losing the weight, it used to be a comfort to feel that weight around my middle particularly. And as I was losing weight, I remember I would fold my arms really tightly across my middle because I didn't feel safe without that. It was like a constant hug. Before, when I was carrying the weight, it was like I was being held. And all of a sudden, with the weight gone, I was no longer held and I didn't feel secure or safe. And I had to start to heal those things. And it was your book and your work and the meditations and all of that that really led me into that direction and enabled me to heal those things.
That's so awesome. And I remember you telling me that you didn't have you also didn't suffer the same type of excess skin that a lot of people do when they lose weight.
That's right, yeah. It's incredible, and I know a lot of people who carry a lot of weight have a real fear of lots of excess skin. I had a little bit because I've had 4 pregnancies, including a twin pregnancy, so I do have a little bit around my middle. And like I told you the other day, I did visit a plastic surgeon just to see what might be possible, and he was astounded at how little skin I had, because he does this all the time for people who've lost a lot of weight. And I was only there to show him my stomach, but he was like, "Can I see your back?" And he wanted to just see, where was all the skin? It wasn't there. And he said
he thought you had it tucked away behind you. Is that what he thought?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. Yeah. It was really fun, actually, to just see his amazement that my skin was consistent with the pregnancies I'd had. It had nothing to do with the weight that I was carrying. And he said, he was bewildered. He said, "All I can say is you must have great genes." And I said to him, "You know what, actually, I have my own theory about that. It has to do with good fat and good hydration and adequate nutrition and visualization. But the key, I believe, is that I have been working in partnership with my body. We've been working together to get here. It hasn't been a battle. We haven't been working against each other. It hasn't let go of the fat because I've given it no choice. We have worked together to get here. So not only has fat gone, but my body has healed with me on this journey."
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
Such a cool story, Tiffany. Such a cool. And the fact that you've got twins and you're mother of 5 and you've lost 40 kilos and it's not an effort now. It's just, and do you have enough energy?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. You know, that was another thing that I had to make a shift around was, as a mother with little children who are very dependent on me, you know, it would be easy to say, "I can't do this, it's too hard, I've got to put my children first." You know, when you're just starting out and things don't feel quite so easy. And I had fallen off all kinds of diets in my time saying that exact thing, saying, "I have to put my children first." But in the end, I made a slight shift and I decided that I serve my children best when I take good care of their mother.
Go ahead, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, by making that slight shift in my thinking, I was able to go right to the top of my list.
Yeah.
And it was still in service of my children.
Exactly. There's a saying, that when you're on an airplane and they say, if the oxygen mask come down, put your oxygen mask on first.
Absolutely.
You know, it really is. And I do see that with mothers so many times. They're just giving and giving and giving, and there's nothing left for them. And and if you just give to yourself, you've got enough for everybody. So that's perfect.
I show up for them now in my fullness. You know, I wasn't able to. I was so overweight. I couldn't play with them properly. I had no energy. I was depressed. I wasn't the vibrant woman that I am now, and I show up fully for them now in a way that I never did before.
I know. That's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I totally get that. I love it, Tiffany. You're such a tremendous inspiration, and I'd like to do more shows with you. I'm even thinking maybe that one day we'll do like a call-in show where people can call in and talk to you, because I just think that
I would love to do that.
Okay, good. So we may end up doing that. But in the meantime,
yeah.
I know it's hard to call in this time because we were having some technical problems. But
yeah.
I do very much appreciate the effort.
Thank you. It's just been my pleasure. And, John, I read a quote the other day, and it immediately made me think of you and this journey that I've been on, what I feel like I've been on with you. And the quote says, "We don't have to struggle to be free. Absence of struggle is freedom." And that's what I feel I've achieved with you. There is no struggle.
That's perfect.
And I'm free.
I love it. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Tiffany. Let's talk soon, okay?
Okay, yeah, for sure.
All right, take
care.
Bye. Okay, let's talk real quick with Desiree. I know she's got to run, so let me grab Desiree, Coach Desiree.
Hi, John. Story of my life. I've got to run again.
Is that right? Isn't Tiffany's story just unbelievable?
It is, and it's funny because, of course, in preparation of doing this call, I thought of what can I contribute to, you know, this call to help people stay motivated. And so I wanted to talk about what successes my coaches have. And they have everything to do with the story that Tiffany just told us, and that is, in fact, very inspiring. And it has everything to do with the point of being at ease with who you are in the moment, still desiring to want to change, like you describe in your book or you telling your story. I think Tiffany's story is the same. And the minute people are able to just let it be somehow and stay in the moment, that's where they get it. And I often hear from people that I coach, they say, oh, I listened to the group call and then I felt kind of bad because they're all doing it. But that's why I wanted to bring this up. These words of encouragement that everybody can do it. I did it, but it took some time. It took 9 months for me to slowly make the changes. For other people, it takes 2 months. For other people, it takes a year. But we're all able to make these changes through staying calm, being connected with your body. It's just like Tiffany said, you know, working in a partnership with her body. That's what right. I try to teach the people that I work with as well. Start communicating with your body. Ask your body, what is it that I want? Or that you want, or what is best for us today. And that puts you in such a different place altogether. And then you can start from that point forward. And also, John, the mental issues are very important. The thoughts that you have. Another thing that I hear from my clients, all the shoots and shouldn'ts and blame, shame, regret, whatever, you know, and that's what's holding you back. But once you're able to just let it be and start to recognize who you really are, then everything does go easier and almost by itself. And
yeah, I think you're right.
Losing the weight without the
skin. Yeah, I think you're right. I think those are just words to live with, you know, golden words to live by, and that is being in partnership with your body. You know, when you and your body are moving in the same direction, it's just it changes everything. It really does.
Exactly. And so the big change is where people stop fighting themselves and their bodies and their beliefs around who they should be. And once you stop fighting your body and actually see it as a partner, it's an aha moment. Ah, of course,
exactly.
We're one. I'm not fighting.
Exactly. And that's what I always talk about when I say, you know, there's reasons why you're holding on to the weight that your body needs it for as a form of safety. It's not self-sabotage, because when you look at it as self-sabotage, then it's like you against your body or you against your unconscious. But when you look at it as safety and protection, it's like, no, your body's on the same page. It just doesn't understand what safety is and what protection is. And what the risks are, you know, because when we have all kinds of irrational fears, our body's trying to protect us, but protect us from what? It just doesn't know. So when you stop seeing your body as the enemy and you you start realizing that it's all about safety and protection, it changes that, and then there's a more loving type of attitude that you take to your, with your body, and that changes that whole dynamic. And that's what happened with this lady Andrea Beeman, who I spoke to today. Exactly what happened to her. That was her turning point, was that she just became much more loving toward her body, and things started to work much better.
Exactly.
Cool.
And that's where the centered, being in harmony. So, and I totally endorse what Brian has just said. I totally agree with Tiffany's story. And so, it's there for all of us. It is.
Right.
So
right.
Stop,
okay.
Blame yourself that it's not working. It is. Let it go.
Great.
Okay,
good. I know you have to run, by the way. So thanks very much for that. It's great to hear from you.
Yeah.
And, Keep us posted on how you're doing, okay?
I will. Take care. Bye,
okay. Everybody. Take
care,
Desiree. Bye. Okay, also, if you have questions, press 1. We're going to talk to Smita and Marilyn, coaches Smita and Marilyn. And then if you do have any questions, if anybody wants to talk to us, just press 1 and we'll take your call. Okay, so let's bring Smita in.
Hi, John.
Hi, Smita. How are you?
Hello, everyone on the call as well. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, great. Great.
Okay.
What's happening?
So that's really valuable input by everyone. It's really good.
Yeah.
In terms of my experience, very similar to Brian, month 4s and 3s in full swing at the moment. Some of them not seeing a great deal of weight loss, but feeling very positive benefits such as losing the appetite and craving healthier foods, wanting to exercise. But sometimes I have to kind of probe that out of them because they don't see it always. So, it's important to kind of recognize those things when they're happening. And some have seen a huge paradigm shift after having cellular release sessions, and that's changed their whole way of thinking altogether. So that's quite good to see. And things not bugging them so much. They're able to deal with things a lot better. They're tackling things head on rather than getting overwhelmed or feel like they're sinking in the sand. So they're all the good things. On the flip side, we've still got some feeling very despondent or thinking that it's not working for them, or they're disappointed that they're not seeing so many results yet. And some of my clients have been doing the Gabriel Method way before this case study program started. So they might have done the step-by-step program or the total transformation program. A few of them have been doing it for 9 months or more, but they're still not seeing the results that they'd like just yet, but they're following all the actions religiously. So I don't know if you want to say something to those people, John.
Yeah, well, the main thing that I would say is that I want to talk to you. And that's the point of this case study, is you get to call and you get to talk to me. And everybody's different. I want to know exactly where you're at. So definitely take every opportunity you can to call in, talk to me, and let's work through the issues. So that's the only way that I can really address that. When it's not happening, we got to figure out what it is. So call in and talk to me.
Okay, and just a few very quick things. A lot of the U.S. clients had Thanksgiving, and it was good to see that a lot of them maintained their weight, even though, they had all this food around them and they had all, like, the treats and things. So that was quite good to see. And also with Christmas coming up, so it's, you can look forward to try and maintaining and not getting on.
Hey, Smita, that just reminds me.
Yeah.
Let me just make a general announcement. I recorded a visualization. If you send an email to Geraldine at help at the Gabriel Method, I think we're going to send this visualization out to everyone in a week or two. But it's a visualization for getting through and enjoying holiday parties. So a lot of people have like a lot of nervousness about where they're going to eat, this and that. They get nervous. The nervousness causes stress. The stress causes them to overeat. It's a vicious cycle. So it's a 5-minute visualization that you listen to before the party. It just relaxes you. You visualize yourself having a good time and not being overly concerned with the food, making healthier food choices, not eating that much, enjoying the people around you, just your loved ones, that type of thing. And so, that's a really good one. So if you want to get that visualization, send an email to help at the Gabriel Method, and we'll send it out to you now. But we will be sending it out to the whole list in the next week or so.
Okay. And just lastly, touching on what Brian said about you know, having that picture and having some kind of positive statements available just from my own experience. I also give this to my clients to do as well. I ask them to create a mind map or a vision board early on as to what they want, and not just from their bodies but from every area of their life. I did this myself when I was on my journey, and without doubt, it definitely helps to get your results a lot quicker.
You want to expand on that concept? A lot of people don't know what a mind map is.
Yeah, okay. All right, so what I created was I got a big sheet of paper. I had areas of my life that I wanted to change, things like my career, my body, my relationships, anything, any area, even where I wanted to live, and I created my ideal life, and I attached positive statements, but in the present tense. So I said, I'm so happy and grateful that I have a size 8 body, that I'm 120 pounds, or smaller legs, or those kind of positive statements, but in the present tense. And then when I visualize, I use those statements to kind of visualize what I wanted, so I felt like I had them already, and that was the main thing. I think that brought the results sooner, because I actually felt like I had those things already, and I imagined being in that car or in that house or doing the career that I wanted.
Right. And you find that's very useful.
Yeah. So I had pictures and up as well.
You put them up on like a picture collage. Is that how you do it?
Yeah. Yeah, so I had pictures up on my wardrobe and my chest of drawers, and then I had this A3 sheet of paper with all these positive statements. So I created bubbles around the subject areas, and then I drew out lines and attached statements around to each one. So each area had probably about 10, 12 statements.
Okay.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, very cool. And you're advising your clients to do that when you have your
session. Yeah, just because it works.
And are you finding that the ones that are doing that are getting good results?
I think so. I think they're a lot more excited about their life. It's something that they wanted to do, and especially if they've not been happy with things around them, with their career or with their they're not feeling passionate about life anymore. I think that adds some kind of motivation for them, something to feel like excited about again.
Cool.
It always touches on what like Tiffany was saying before about that she felt like everything had happened. It's creating the life that you want. So it's not just about your body. It's about every area of your life.
Mm.
And I change careers from doing that as well. And
excellent.
You know, you working with you, John, was on my vision board, and that started to happen.
I was on your board, was I?
Yeah, you were on my board.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, I've never done a vision board per se, but I do visualization, as everybody knows. And I find also that when you want to visualize when you want something to happen, when you visualize it happening, it just somehow it gets it going. You know, I always tell this story about how when I first saw The Secret, I thought to myself, I want those guys to publish my book. And I didn't know who the publishers of The Secret was.
Yeah.
But I had this visualization the next morning. I did my meditation, and then I visualized the publishers of The Secret publishing the book and having it spread all over the world. And then within 3 days, I got a call from a literary agent saying he wanted to help me publish my book with the company Beyond Words, which I didn't know who they were, but they happened to be the publisher of The Secret. And just like that, they ended up doing it, and it did spread all over the world, and it was translated into 15 languages, and, you know, we all know the rest. But that came from a vision, you know, and it wasn't like I called the publishers and said I had a really good book. It just came from a vision. So I always incorporate that type of practice in the mornings to anything I want to achieve. And these days I just imagine just all this light coming through and spreading out to the world, and people being inspired and losing weight and being happy. It's sort of the image that I have. And that to me is using a similar principle, but it's using, to me, your mind as a creative tool rather than just letting your mind wander wherever it can go. Because your mind, to me, is a great kind of servant, but a merciless taskmaster. And what I mean by that is if it's in your service, if you're the one that's in charge and you're focusing your mind in the right direction, it's very powerful. It's a creative tool. But if you're not doing that, then it just becomes it becomes in charge and it makes a mess of everything. And so doing these things that you're talking about, these vision boards or doing the visualizations that I'm suggesting, having an ideal a picture of your ideal body as Brian talks about, doing these different things, you're using your mind as a creative tool toward solving your problems, your health problems and your life problems, and it really, really works.
And also, John, that was quite key when you said about the secret, because I was reading that at the same time. And so I added more to just, rather than just visualizing, feeling like you had those things already, based on the law of attraction. So if you imagine it, you feel it, and you receive it. So I use that, and I try to picture myself being in those situations or having that ideal body. And I really worked hard at visualizing. I probably spent about a half an hour to an hour visualizing every morning, but actually trying to feel it as well. And you can use, most people have different senses that they feel more attuned to, like some people are able to see more, or some people are able to, they can't see but they can feel, or that sense of smell. It depends on that person, so it's working with those senses to kind of bring those situations to you.
Yeah, that makes sense. Excellent. All right, Smita, thanks very much for calling in. And
bye, everyone.
We'll speak to you real soon. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, let's just bring Marilyn on.
Hi, John.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hey,
how are you? Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. I'm
What's
great,
happening?
Thanks. Yeah. Well, I was just really glad that what you said just now about the mind being, what did you say? Being
a creative tool.
Servant.
Yeah.
And then you said something about being a servant.
Yeah, it's a great servant, but a ruthless, merciless taskmaster.
Yeah, I think this is so essential, what you're saying. And I suggest people write this down and put it up somewhere. Because you know what happened with me in one of my coaching? My coach, she said she was, she was doing everything right, and she had started this program even before she joined the case study program, and she didn't understand why she wasn't losing weight. So we started talking and exploring, and while we were exploring, she said, well, you know, I think my weight is never going to come off.
Oh, yeah.
And then she was quiet.
Yeah.
So we were both just like looking at each other, you know, on Skype, going, okay, I think we found what's going on. And there you have the taskmaster. You're just going, if you have this belief, how can you can do this program, and this belief will just keep the weight on, right?
Well, that definitely would. There's no question. So, was she able to make progress in working through that what I would call that dysfunctional belief?
Oh yes, we were discussing the various tools she could use to change that belief. This is a really strong belief of hers. So apparently, this will takes her some time to get rid of it. But the essence of it was that she realized that she was doing it.
Right.
Her mind was actually onto this belief.
Right. So at the moment, she's in the process of working through that, right? Rather than just fighting it. Because as long as you do have that belief and you're working at it by starving yourself or whatever, well, you're always going to get back to that belief. That's the bottom line. So obviously, if you're working on the belief first, it clears the pathway. It's a little bit like taking the emergency brake off when you're driving. Good.
Exactly. So when you're doing the visual, suppose she would have made one of those boards Smita was talking about, because I think that's a really good idea. But this belief would actually, in Dutch we would say it would pour ashes into it.
Is that
a similar English expression? So you won't get it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, cool. So what else is happening over there with you?
Can I just share a tool that people can use when they find that they are sabotaging themselves on some level? I love to use the mantra. It's I'm sorry, forgive me, thank you, I love you. So as soon as you find yourself stuck on some level and you know you're sabotaging yourself, you just say to yourself, I'm sorry, forgive me, thank you, I love you. And what happens is a miracle happens, really. So I suggest if you find yourself stuck, you try to use this mantra and see what happens. Just allow yourself to feel it.
I'm sorry, I forgive you, thank you, I love you?
I'm sorry, forgive me, thank you, I love you. And what you're truly saying is, forgive me, thank you, I love you. What you're truly saying is this. It comes from a Hawaiian spiritual teaching called Ho'oponopono. And what they say is what your mind is doing, it's replaying memories from the past.
Yeah.
And everything that gets stuck is just a replay of memories. So what you're doing is you're saying to the memory, I'm sorry, dear memory.
Yeah.
Forgive me, dear memory. I love you, dear memory. Thank you, dear memory. And that clears on the memory. So the whole charge of that memory changes.
Yeah, and it is, again, it's very similar to this conversation I had this morning. I keep coming back to this with this lady, Andrea Beeman, who not only lost weight but cured herself of thyroid problems, the Hashimoto's. And for her, it was just about, I love you. That's the part that she was focusing on. But she just kept saying it over and over and over again. This is how she starts, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, just over and over and over again. And it just keeps coming back to that. It comes back to this kind of place where you're working through limiting beliefs through healing, through love, I think, is a very powerful tool.
Exactly. And maybe, you know, sometimes you do feel discouraged because you have been negatively programmed for so long. So,
yeah.
Of course, it will not change overnight. So you need to do this for a longer period of time and allow yourself the time to change. And then we all create a better world by doing this.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the essence of last month, you know, because I have talked to so many people that went through a really hard time with their loved ones and all kinds of things happening around them. And they had a really hard time on, you know, keeping on track, but they all found themselves much more relaxed, even in very challenging situations. Well, isn't
right.
that the biggest gift?
Right. Very much so. Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, great. What's that, Marlene?
You know, so thanks for everything you're doing and me being a part of that and everyone listening, you know, what you were doing too. It's just...
My,
a big gift
yeah.
to the world, I think, yourself and the world.
Yeah, I think everybody right now is just doing a tremendous job. You know, the people I've been talking to that call in, I'm seeing enormous success and just in so many different ways. So I just think it's awesome. So anyway, thanks very much, Marlene.
Thank you, John. See you soon.
All right, take care.
In Kayana.
Okay. see you in Kayana. Well, I'll talk to you many times before that, I'm sure.
I know.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. A couple of announcements. So I know that we are having some technical problems on this call. But I am having my office hours in just 15 minutes. So you can go on the site. You can call me on my office hours. Again, call via Skype. It's really, really important. That way I'll always get a record that you called. I'll be able to call you back. You'll be able to see that I called you back, or at least if I can't get through, I can send you a text message via Skype saying, let's talk another time. So definitely call via Skype and call in about 15 minutes. I can take your calls. And that's it. And then also, if you're interested in that visualization for how to get through, you know, parties in the most successful, low-stress way, email help at the Gabriel Method, ask for Geraldine, and she'll be able to help you with that visualization. In the meantime, I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, and keep up the great work, everyone. Thanks very much. Bye.